Okay. Well, thank you very much, and a huge welcome from me. I'm Alex. Karen, who's just left, actually. We're the pastors of the church here. This is your first time here, then a massive welcome. I know that there is a number of people here who haven't been before. I hope that you are having a wonderful time with God. I wanted to start this talk this morning by telling you a little story. It's a true story. There's a couple who were traveling around somewhere in the Middle East, and they were giving out Bibles to people. There was a husband and a wife, and it's quite a dangerous job where they were. It's a difficult area. Now, they're in a car, they're driving around, and they're finding people to give Bibles to. And they stop for some petrol at a petrol station. And as they sat in the car, they notice in a field in front of them, this lone guy just stood on his own. And he's a Mujahideen warrior, just stood like this in the middle of nowhere. And he's got like Kalashnikovs and swords, and he's just stood there. And the wife says to her husband, "I think the Lord is saying that you should give that gentleman a Bible." And the gentleman said, "I don't think that the Lord is saying that." And they fill the car up with petrol, and they go off, and the wife says, "Darling, I really do think that the Lord is saying that we should turn back and we should give that Mujahideen warrior a Bible." Fearing his wife ever so slightly more than the Mujahideen warrior, they drive back and he gives this man a Bible. And the man says, "3 nights ago I had a dream. And in my dream, I was told to stand here and someone would come and give me the words of life." That's an amazing true story. And this talk is about the Bible. This talk is a new little series called Signposts, and it's about the Bible. And the Bible is a book which talks about God and us. It's the most read book of all time. It's the best-selling book of every week, without exception, since books began. Every year, 100 million Bibles are either bought or given away. Last year, the app YouVersion, which is a Bible app, was downloaded more than 200 million times. The Bible is excluded from all bookseller best lists because it's simply in a league of its own. And it's an extremely powerful book. Lives change because of the Bible. And the architect of the Bible is God. It was written with human hands, but those hands were directed by God. Every word, every letter.